हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे, कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे। राधा कुंज बिहारी की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 16 टेक्स्ट 53 एंड 54। विदेहिते किंकरीनाम् अनुस्तेयम् तवाग्नया यच्छ्रद्धयानुतिष्ठं वै मुच्यते सर्वतो भयात्। विदेहिते किंकरीनाम् अनुस्तेयं तवाग्नया यच्छ्रद्धयानुतिष्ठं वै मुच्यते सर्वतो भयात्। विदेहिते किंकरीनाम् अनुस्तेयं तवाग्नया यच्छ्रद्धयानुतिष्ठन् वै मुच्यते सर्वतो भयात्। विदेहिते किंकरीनाम् अनुस्तेयं तवाग्नया यक्षद्रयानुतिष्ठन् वै मुच्यते सर्वतो भयात्। विदेहिते किंकरीनाम् अनुस्तेयं तवाग्नया यक्षद्रयानुतिष्ठन् वै मुच्यते सर्वतो भयात्। विदेहिते किंकरीनाम् अनुस्तेयं तवाग्नया यच्छ्रद्धयानुतिष्ठन् वै मुच्यते सर्वतो भयात्। विदेहि प्लीज ऑर्डर ते युअर किंकरीनाम् बाय द मेड सर्वेंट्स अनुष्ठेयम् व्हाट शुड बी डन तव युवर आज्ञाय बाय द कमांड यत विच श्रद्धया विथ फेथ अनुतिष्ठान एक्सिक्यूटिंग वाय सर्टेनली मुच्यते वन विल बिकम फ्रीड सर्वता फ्रॉम ऑल भयात फियर। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय डिसिपल्स ऑफ हिज भक्तिवंत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। नाउ प्लीज टेल अस योर मेड सर्वेंट्स व्हाट वी शुड डू। सर्टेनली एनीवन हु फेथफुली एग्जीक्यूट्स योर ऑर्डर इज ऑटोमेटिकली फ्रीड फ्रॉम ऑल फियर। पर्पट The surrender of Kaliya's wives was now complete, and Lord Krishna immediately gave them his mercy, as described in the following verses. textual translation. Sukadeva Goswami said, thus praised by the Nagapatnis, the Supreme Personality of Godhead released the serpent Kaliya, who had fallen unconscious, his head battered by the striking of Lord's lotus feet. Purport. According to Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakura, Lord Krishna, upon reaching his decision, immediately jumped down from Kaliya's hood and stood before the serpent and his wives. We should remember that when Lord Krishna executed these pastimes, he was just a young village boy in Vrindavana. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaurabhaktarunda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I seek all of your blessings to speak on this chapter of Krishna chastises the serpent Kaliya. We are in this 53 and 54 at the end of Nagapatni's prayers to Krishna. From 33 onwards, the prayers of Nagapatni starts, and 53 is the end of their prayers, and then Kaliya starts praying from 55. If you take a look at these words, Nagapatnis are asking for Krishna, please order us. We are your servants. We are your maid servants. Please order us so that we can execute your order with faith. And by executing your order, we will become free from fear. If you see four characteristics of a conditioned person, it is eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Shastra says like Ahara Nidra Bhayamaitunam Cha Samanyameta Pashvir Samana Dharmohitesham Adhiko Vishesho Dharmena Hina Pashvir Narana. Like Ahara Nidra Bhaya and Maitram. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending is common between animals and humans. Then what is the difference between animals and humans? You are also doing the same eating, sleeping, mating, defending. They are also doing the same thing. You may be doing in a sophisticated way and they may be doing in non-sophisticated way. So what is the difference? That difference is dharma. Dharma is the one which the human being can perform and which the animals can't perform. That is the difference between animals and humans. And what is that dharma? Is inquiring about the absolute truth. Savai pumsam paro dharmo eto bhakti radokshache ahituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. If you want your heart to be satisfied, that dharma has to be performed which gives bhakti to adokshacha, Krishna. So that is real dharma. So if the difference between man and animal is performing dharma, inquiring about absolute truth. Here we see about Muchyate sarvato bhayat. Bhayat, fear. This defending part will come when there is fear. Fear is one of the four qualifications a conditioned soul has. We fear of everything. Even President of America fears, or a small ant fears. And they fear between among countries. That's why they build so many nuclear weapons. We fear of our neighbor or fear of our community that maybe somebody will come and attack me or something like that. So every day there is a fear and every day there is anxiety. Prabhupada says material existence means you are struggling to exist. That is material existence. Because there is so much anxiety to exist. Anxiety of losing a position, anxiety that suffering, anxiety of relationship breakdown. There is always a anxiety. Even there is no suffering by others, there is a suffering by, we can see, by nature. It's too hot, too cold, and there is always anxiety. And to come out of this anxiety, one has to inquire about absolute truth. If one does not inquire, he is non-different from an animal, because he is doing the same four things which the animals are also doing. So Sukadeva Goswami gives a solution to this, like how we can come off this anxiety, how one can come out of the fearlessness, fear, come out of the fear. He says, Tasmat Bharat Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishwaro Harihi Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smartavyascha Ichchata Abhayam. Abhayam, you have to hear. Then only you can chant the glories of the Lord. You have to hear from an authorized person, and you have to, after hearing, you have to preach the same message to the community, to the neighbors, to whomever you know. And by that, you will remember Krishna. By remembering Krishna, there will be no fear. You can see in this world, like, there are these four things which are common. One will hear, one will glorify, one will remember, and one will worship. These four principles are always there, but they are not towards Krishna. We can see daily in the newspaper or news, like they are glorifying somebody, they are praising somebody, or they are criticizing somebody, and people want to read that, or people want to hear that. And people worship movie stars, people worship politicians, people want to remember them. The same thing one has to do for Krishna. Why? Because the glorification of a politician or a glorification of a movie star is just a temporary effect. It does not have any permanent effect. There may be some temporary action, like, okay, you glorify him and one will praise him every day and somebody will talk about him for some days. Then they will forget. Again, some new thing. But Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's glories, they are unlimited. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was asked, like, Maharaj, you are printing daily a newspaper about spirituality. How can you do that? Like, how can you get that much information? He explains that I can print every minute if there are people to read about it, because the Krishna's pastimes are unlimited. It is not the same with the whatever happening in the news or outside of this world. Like, we can see today's newspaper is like tomorrow's waste paper. They will read news and they will just throw it away. But this is valid from past 5,000 years and from eternity. And we will worship this and we throw that. So that shows the difference, that Krishna's pastimes are ever relishing. When the sages were asked the questions, what is the best thing for the people in general? They ask, like, what is the best thing for people in general all the time? So he answers that bhakti, or bhakti to Adokshaja, or Bhagavatam is the best thing of all, for all people all the time. It's all the time for everyone. It's not only that, oh, this Bhagavatam was spoken some 5,000 years ago, maybe it's valid for Parikshit, not for me. No. It is valid for everyone, every living entity yet to come in future, who are yet to born, or the persons who are existence and the persons who are in past. It is for everyone. So one has to hear, chant, and remember the glories of the Lord. That will remove the fear from our heart. So Prabhupada, in one of the places, he explains that we have 80 books, not even 1, 2, 3. We have 80 books which have been published. So you take advantage of these books. Whether you are a philosopher, you are a teacher, you are a student, whomever you are, you take advantage of this literature and inquire about absolute truth. By inquiring about that, you will get abhayam, fearlessness. So take advantage of the shastras. Even Prabhupada mentions everywhere, like, without hearing, you cannot make advancement in spiritual consciousness. Without taking shelter of Guru, you can't make advancement. You can't do it on your own. You have to take the order of spiritual master and follow it. Even in this verse, you can see, Kinkarinam, maid servants. We want to be as your maid servants. they are like dasanu das and anushteyam tavagneya yat shraddayanu tishtam vai. Faithfully we want to execute your order. With faith we want to execute your order. What is that faith that Nagapatnis are having? They are in the Yamuna, in a lake of Yamuna. Kaliya and Nagapatnis are staying there. So what is that? Why are they there? Because they are afraid of Garuda. They are afraid that Garuda may attack us if we go out of here. So go Krishna, if you order us like to go out of this place, we can go, because your instruction includes your protection. If you instruct us to go, we are assured that you are protecting us, that Garuda will never attack us. So we can execute your order with faith. Same faith we should have on the words of God. Same faith we should have on the words of spiritual master when we hear them. Along with the instruction, they give us the empowerment and protection. Like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami masacha. Do not fear. You leave all, abandon all religious activities and just surrender unto me. And do not fear. I will take care of you. So along with his instruction, he is also giving his protection. And if we see in this chapter, Krishna's activities are glorified as Adbhuta Karmana. Adbhuta Karmana means like magnanimous or wonderful activities. Why? Krishna, by chastising Kaliya, not only gave protection to Vrajavasis, he also gave protection to Kaliya. He gave protection to Vrajavasis from Kaliya and Kaliya from Garuda. So he gave protection to both of them. This is the wonderful activities of Krishna, which are glorified in Srimad Bhagavatam again and again. If you see through the cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, everywhere Krishna is praised for his mercy. Krishna is praised as one who is very merciful, who is to his devotees and also to his non-devotees. Krishna is equal to everyone. We can see in the prayers of Nagapatnis, Krishna was glorified by Nagapatnis as, my dear Krishna, you are equal to your son and you are equal to your enemy. You can see in the case of Narakasura, Narakasura was Krishna's son and Krishna killed him because he is disturbing devotees. And Prahlad Maharaj is the son of a demon and Krishna protected him because he is devotee. He is equal. He is not showing any difference. Oh, he is my son, I have to protect him. He is the son of a demon, I should not protect him. He is equal to everyone. Such is the mercy of Krishna. In the 16th chapter of this 10th canto, it starts with Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami explaining that there was one Kaliya and Krishna chastised it, done. And he is moving forward. And Parikshit Maharaj is inquisitive about it. He is saying to Sukadeva Goswami, please don't think that I am satiated. I am not satiated by hearing the pastimes of Krishna. No one is satiated by hearing the pastimes of Krishna. So please elaborate more. Who is this Kaliya? Why is he in this lake of Yamuna? And why is he living there for such a long time? And how did Krishna punish him? So these questions are put forward to Sukadeva Goswami. And Sukadeva Goswami starts elaborating on the pastime of Krishna chastising Kaliya. He starts with like, first few verses he explains how the Kaliya demon is so powerful that the poison which is emanating from his mouth, when the birds fly on the top, the vapors are affecting even the birds that they will just drop down dead. And the grass around there and the trees around there are dying because of this poisonous effect. And Krishna, after seeing that their friends are dropped down because of this poisonous effect, he just jumps into the lake to chastise Kaliya. And it explains how Krishna is beautiful and how his dress, his tilak and his ornaments, it Bhagavatam explains all about his futures and how he is chastising Kaliya. And once it comes to the verse 38, so I'll recite this verse. Tachitra tandava virugna fana sahasro raktam muhair vuruvanam ripabanga katra smritva chara chara gurum purusham puranam narayanam tamaranam manasagaja jagama. My dear King Parikshit, Lord Krishna's wonderful powerful dancing trampled and broke all of Kaliya's 1,000 hoods. Then the serpent profusely vomited blood from his mouth. Finally recognized Sri Krishna to be the eternal personality of Godhead, the supreme master of all moving and non-moving beings, Sri Narayana. Thus, within his mind, Kaliya took shelter of the Lord. So, in this verse, we can see that Kaliya is taking the shelter of the Lord. Till now, Kaliya is resisting, Kaliya is fighting, Kaliya is emanating poison from his mouth. From 30th verse onwards, we can see that Kaliya is vomiting blood. He don't have any more poison. And he can see clearly now that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Till now, he is covered with the mentality of possessiveness and he is covered with the enviousness. And after being completely chastised by Krishna, he is now able to clearly see that this Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Because Garuda already defeated Kaliya. And Krishna has power like millions of times power than Garuda. So by the beatings of Krishna, or by kickings of Krishna on the head of Kaliya, he can figure out that this is nothing but the supreme personality of Godhead. No one has such a power that he can, just by his dance, he's giving me, like my mind is reeling. And it is said here, finally recognized Krishna to be the supreme personality of Godhead. Thus, within his mind, Kaliya took shelter of the Lord. So, then he remembers the instructions or the words said by his wives. His wives always used to instruct him, my dear Kaliya, there is Krishna here. He is the personality of Godhead and he looks like this and he walks like this and his form is like this. And Kaliya never used to listen to them. If you want to glorify me, glorify somebody, glorify me. Don't glorify somebody else. Just sing my glories. That was Kaliya's mentality. He never used to hear from his wives. Now, after the punishment of Krishna, he is able to remember the glories of Krishna. Then he realized, he is the supreme personality of Godhead. I have to surrender unto him. In his mind, he takes shelter of Krishna. And from verse 33 onwards, Nagapatni starts praying for Krishna. And they start with the prayers like, they don't start like, please leave my husband or please do not hurt him. They say, my dear Lord, whatever you are doing is befitting because you appear in this world to punish demons. And this is your befitting pastime because you appeared here to punish the demons and this Kaliya is a big serpent demon. And next day says that your punishment is not a punishment. Your punishment is anugraha. Because by punishing him, you are removing all the contamination from his heart. You are removing all the poison from his heart. So your punishment is actually a blessing for him. So Nagapatnis are taking the punishment of Krishna as a blessing. So this is an important principle we can take and we can use in our life. Like Krishna knows the best. So Krishna knows when he is punishing us that he is punishing us to purify us. He is not a cruel Lord. He is an all-merciful Lord. So when we see anything happening in our life, we think, why is God doing this to me? Instead of complaining, we can tolerate it by with this knowledge that Krishna knows the best. We can see in 11th canto, 28th chapter, verse 1 and 2. This is like very important verses where you can even meditate upon, you can read and see and how we can change our lives. Like they say, like, you should not praise a person or you should not criticize a person by their material activity. By doing that, we will lose our goal of life, that is spiritual consciousness. And Prabhupada explains in the purport like, anybody will praise a person because, materially praise a person because he is envious of that person. Yeah, you have such a nice car. Why do he say that? Because I also want such a nice car. You have a beautiful building. I do want that beautiful building. And one will criticize others, thinking that I am superior. I can work better than him. I can talk better than him. We say that because we think we are superior to them. So materially, seeing that this person is inferior to me, this person is superior to me, or praising or criticizing a person materially, is useless. Because you can see a person in the prison, we cannot say that, oh, this guy is in an A-class prison and this guy is in a B-class prison. So A-class prison is better than the B-class prison. It is like you are comparing between the conditioned nature, that this prison is better than that prison. Both are suffering. The actual thing is we have to get out of the prison. But instead of doing that, we are praising, I want to be in that prison, not this prison. So Prabhupada explains, like, instead of criticizing and praising these material things which are always, there is a something up and there is something down, one should praise the activities of the Lord and criticize the demoniac tendencies which takes us away from the Lord. This purport from 1128.1, 1128.2, if you read that, that is like amazing. How we should develop a consciousness that one should not be criticizing everyone. Like, that is common in our conditioned nature. When we see somebody inferior, we start criticizing him. That should not be done. Because, like, when we chant our holy name, we can chant purely when we have respect to others. Amanina manadena. With that consciousness, we have to chant without accepting any respect to us, giving all respect to others. So that can be done when we know that Krishna knows the best. And whatever he does in our life, it is his mercy. And we have to tolerate. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Tam Stitikshvastu Bharata. Tolerate. So this tolerate does not mean that one has to, like, gritting his teeth and thinking that, okay, I have to tolerate this. I don't like this person, but I have to tolerate. This tolerance is not out of anger or... This tolerance is with knowledge. With having the knowledge that Krishna knows the best, so whatever he is doing to me is for my purification. So I will tolerate this situation. That is the way how we have to approach this. And regarding this, there is a small story. You may have heard this before. There are two people living in a village. One person, in front of his house, there is a horse which came running to him. And the neighbor said to him, good luck, you got a free horse. And the person who had that horse, he said, yeah, it is a God gave something, I have to use it. Then the horse, the son of the owner, ride on the horse, and then he went and he fell down from the horse. The neighbor came and said to him, bad luck, your son is now, his leg is fractured. He said, yeah, Krishna gave his blessing, it's okay. And next day, the army comes and takes all the young youth, whoever is fit for the army. And this guy comes and says, my son is taken, you have a good luck because your son's hands and arms are broken now. Okay, whatever Krishna gives, I take it as blessing. And another day, the horse will run away. The neighbor will come again and say, bad luck, your horse is gone now. And next day, the horse will come back with another horse, like the female horse. He says, good luck, you have now two horses. So, a person is seeing good luck, bad luck, based on the situation, like, okay, this is good luck, based on his perception. He thinks that whatever happening to me is bad or good. But he can't see that in this prison house, or he's just comparing between the details. One has to go beyond that. And whatever Krishna does to us is good. We have to see with that consciousness. With that consciousness, when we tolerate it, we can have one pointed attention to Krishna. We can hear about Krishna, we can chant about Krishna, we can remember Krishna with single pointed attention. With single pointed attention, when we do hearing, chanting and remembering, we will go back to Godhead and we can achieve that ichchata, abhayam, that fearlessness. That's why in Srimad Bhagavatam, second chapter, first canto, second chapter, it is said, Tasma dekena manasa bhagavan satvatan patihi shrotavya kirtitavyascha jeya pujascha nischada. Tasmad ekena manasa, with single pointed attention, you hear about Krishna's pastimes and you don't hear any other nonsense. Then we can achieve that abhayam, which is talked about in this verse. We can see that later on, that Nagapatnis are praying to Krishna that your lotus feet is seeked by Lakshmi and your lotus feet is seeked by even Brahma and Shiva. And how does that my husband Kaliya is able to get your shelter of your lotus feet? Does he do any Purvajanam Sukriti? They mention the word Anukampaya. Kampaya means like when one feeling so much anxiety by seeing other one suffering. Anukampaya means trying to help the person who is suffering. Did he help somebody who is suffering? Did he try to bring some good thing to the unfortunate person? Did he any pious activity? Did he do any tapasya? How can he able to get shelter of your lotus feet? They are praying that. And they are thinking, Krishna, this is your causeless mercy that he got shelter of your lotus feet. But why did Krishna give his lotus feet to Kaliya? Because he want to please the Nagapatnis. Just to please the wives of Kaliya, he gives his lotus feet to and the head of Kaliya. We can see in many of the pastimes that we can see when Indra offends Krishna, Indra comes with a Surabhi cow to seek forgiveness. Because he knows that if I am somewhat closely related to a devotee, Krishna will forgive me. We can also see in the pastime of Nalakur Manigriva. Krishna is bound by the rope himself and he want to liberate Nalakur and Manigriva. He don't want to liberate himself from the rope. He want to liberate Nalakur Manigriva. Why? Because he wants to please the devotee, Narada. So to please the devotee, Krishna goes to such an extent that he don't even care about like, I have to first remove this rope and then protect them. He just does it for his devotees. So for Krishna, it is pleasing his devotee is more important than himself. And for devotee, pleasing Krishna is more important than pleasing himself. And we can see from verse 39 onwards till 49. 10 verses, they will say, Namaha, Namaha, Namaha. We offer our obeisances, we offer our obeisances, we offer our obeisances. And they are praising Krishna with all the words like Purushaya, Mahatmane, Bhutavasaya, Bhutaya, Paraya, Paramatmane. Like this, like 10 verses. If you can count the words, they praise Krishna like 55 different words they use to praise Krishna. In all the 10 verses, they say, Namaha, we offer obeisances to you. Who are beyond the three modes. We are offer obeisances to you. Who is the creator of this universe? We offer obeisances to you. Just by your glance, you control everything. We offer obeisances to you. So they are praising Krishna. These prayers of Nagapatnis are very important because they have affection for Krishna. Anyone prays with affection to Krishna, they are very important to us because that is what we are seeking in our heart. We want that affection for Krishna. If you want that affection for Krishna, we have to pray in the same mood as the pure devotees are doing. And those who don't have affection for Krishna or who just prays for some material benefits or the material devotees, if you just go and read this literature or pray in that mood, Krishna, I want this, Krishna, I want that, Krishna, can you take care of this? It won't bring us affection to Krishna. If you want that affection, we have to follow in the footsteps of pure devotees. Like here, Nagapatnis are praying out of affection to Krishna. They are not even asking like, Krishna, stop it. So from 39 to 49, we can see that they are us praying to Krishna, offering obeisances to Krishna. And from text 51, they start saying like, "My dear master, like you can give one chance to Kaliya, like he did a mistake because he is by nature a serpent. It is in his nature. It is not that by some association he got contaminated. He took a bad association. By birth he is like that. So please forgive him one time and give shelter to him." And and 52, it is they said like it is like for a saintly person, one has to show compassion to a woman. So please give shelter to Kaliya, give anugraha. So before they talked about another anugraha, which is your punishment is only anugraha. Now they are asking for another anugraha, which is please do not punish him. Why? Are they asking for some material benefit, or are they asking for husband? Are they too attached to their husband? They are asking that because they knew that the Kaliya has already taken shelter of Krishna. He is now a Vaishnava. So whatever may be his past situation, if he is currently a Vaishnava, he is an object of affection. So they are affectionate towards a devotee. Whatever may be his past condition, now he became a Vaishnava. So they are affectionate towards Kaliya. And also even now if Krishna may say that, "What is the problem? I will kill him and he will go back to Godhead. I am giving him ultimate benediction." But Nagapatnis are saying, "If you kill him, we have to take shelter of another serpent and another demon. Better we take shelter of a Vaishnava, your devotee. Now he became your devotee. Let us take shelter of him. So if you give your anugraha, if you dance more, he will die. So please show your anugraha and leave him so that we can take shelter of a Vaishnava." And then 53rd and 54th, today verses, he says like, "Okay, Krishna, please order us what we have to do. Please order us. We'll follow with faith. We'll follow with faith as a maid servant." So such is the approach we should have when we approach God, or when we approach the message of God, or when we approach the message of spiritual master. So please order us, my master, what should be done? Please. Like we have to inquire in the mood of servant, and we have to execute his order in the mood of a servant of servant. And then 54th verse, we can see that Krishna jumps from the Kaliya's hood immediately, and then Kaliya starts speaking, Kaliya starts praising, which will be discussed in the further classes. So the summary is like, if you desire fearlessness, if you want to be protected in your life, if you want to be protected from this material world, or if you want to go beyond material existence, Ichchata Abhayam, hear, chant, and remember Krishna. If you hear, you don't have to fear. So hear and do not fear.
Shampu, thank you for your nice class. You were making this point earlier on that when you receive the instruction of Krishna, then with that instruction comes protection, right? You're making this point. And I think you were referring specifically to the Nagapatnis. Who were you referring to?
Here, Nagapatnis and also the Sarvadharman Parityajya. The verse from Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharman
Right,
Parityajya.
right. So Krishna offers his protection to one who follows his instruction. I was just wondering if you can elaborate on what exactly is the protection? What is Krishna protecting? Because sometimes in following Krishna's instructions, one may experience many hardships, sometimes even spiritually. You know, one may experience some struggle mentally, physically, spiritually. So what exactly is Krishna protecting? And
Okay.
How do we, you know, because at the same time, the instruction is there, but at the same time, we have to also be intelligent, right? Like, if we follow blindly, then we're the ones who are not following properly. So Krishna wants us to follow with intelligence, consciously. At the same time, he protects. So what does he protect, and what does it mean to follow the instruction consciously?
So here, protection refers to like We are protecting from falling down, or even you fall down in your spiritual path, Krishna will bring you back. Like you can see in case of Ajamila, or Ajamila is not a correct example. Like, so Narada and Vyasa conversation, Narada praises the devotee who even falls down of his spiritual path, but because he has taken shelter of Krishna, he is protected. Protection from falling down to hellish condition of life, or protection from the material world, like we can see that abhayam, like we starting of the class we discussed about fear, anxiety that of anything in this world, anxiety that about the countries, anxiety about the neighbors, that somebody may kill me. So if you see the non-devotees, or who didn't take shelter of Krishna, what will be their gati, or what will be their destination? What will be the destination of a devotee who is not, a person who didn't take shelter of Krishna? He will be reborn again, or maybe as a dog, hog, or whatever. But for a devotee, even he falls down, even he may lost in his path, in executing his path, he may fell down in his yogic path or his devotional service, he'll be again given a chance that to do devotional service. So this is the protection by Krishna. Like, you'll be given a chance again and again. And Krishna will give all the opportunities. Like, he will arranges a devotee for you to go and give instructions, a spiritual master. He will arrange a spiritual master. It is said, like, without the mercy of Krishna, you don't get a spiritual master. And without mercy of spiritual master, you don't get Krishna. So how do we get spiritual master in our lives? Because of mercy of Krishna. Because he is protecting us. We may be doing this devotional service, trying to do it from previous lives. Maybe we may have executed some past devotional duty. We are again given a chance in this life by the association of devotees. It is, many times it is said in Bhagavatam, just by luck if you get the association of devotee, just by luck if you get a chance to hear about Lord, just by luck if you like get a chance to hear from a pure devotee. That luck does not mean that it happens by chance. It is the arrangement of Krishna for his devotee. That is the protection offered by Krishna. Even you may fall down, again he will provide you an opportunity to come back to him, so that ultimately you can reach back to Godhead. So as you mentioned, one has to do or execute an order with intelligence. So nectar of instruction, if you see the word-to-word translation of utsahat nishchayat dhairyat, utsahat, enthusiasm means endeavoring with intelligence. So one has to use one's intelligence and endeavor. One has to know what I can do and what I can't do. Because utsaha does not mean that if you have enthusiasm, you can achieve anything. If I have enthusiasm, I don't know how to cook. I can't cook anything. You should have that intelligence. If I have enthusiasm or that I want to follow the order does not help us to follow the order. We should have that intelligence, how to do it. We should learn how to do it. We should practice, or we should take instructions from authority on how I have to do it. It is not just like I have enthusiasm, I'm going to do it, but do you know how to do it? No. So enthusiasm means endeavoring with confidence. And one should have enthusiasm, patience, and determination. With patience, one has to endeavor. Like, I'm doing, practicing this Krishna consciousness from past 10 years, but I'm not getting, I can't see any change in my heart, or I am not making any impact. So one has to have that confidence and patience that, like, Krishna will protect me. It is said, avashya rakshate Krishna, like, Krishna will protect me. And that confidence which Prabhupada had, Prabhupada came here with nothing, like 40 rupees, and he didn't even use it. And he has his Bhagavatam sets. So he has that confidence in Krishna that avashya rakshate Krishna. Krishna will surely protect me. So what is that protection which Krishna offered to Prabhupada? We can see this is a practical example. Like the entire ISKCON society is established by Prabhupada single-handedly. So Krishna protected him from heart attacks. Krishna protected him from attacks of some street guys. And Krishna protected him. And Krishna gave him this power, empowered him to establish this society. Like a 70-year-old man in a foreign country who don't know anyone, how can he do this? It's empowerment given by Krishna and protection offered by Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. I have a question pertaining to a word in today's shloka, particularly the first line. It says King Karinam, and I was meditating on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Shikshashakam. We're in the fifth verse. He says, "Ai nanda tanuja king karam." And the definitions for both of these words are similar. One is maidservant, and the other is servant. So I was wondering maybe if you could touch on a little more what it means to be a servant of the servant.
Okay. Servant of servant means there are like several things spoken several times. What is meant by servant of servant? So I will tell what I have heard from the devotees. So here, servant of servant means following the instruction of Guru. That's what I understand as like dasana das. Following the instruction of Guru is what it means, with determination, with one-pointed attention. Prabhupada read in commentary of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, like he says, like one has to take the instruction of a spiritual master, order of spiritual master, as one's life and goal. So if you take that, that is being a servant of servant. And what is Guru is teaching, what is Krishna teaching, what is Prabhupada teaching, it is the same thing. You serve me, you serve the devotees. And being servant on servant means not having any thing like, this is for me, I am doing this for me. No, I am doing this for his pleasure. So what does servant do? Servant serves the master. So if you see any servant, he serves the master to please the master. So being the servant of servant is, I don't know Krishna and I don't have any close connection with my guru. But this person hears from my guru and he has close connection. And we don't have close connection with him. There is another devotee who serves him. There is another devotee who serves him. I want to be his servant. I want to please him so that he pleases his master, he pleases his master, he pleases his master. And whose master is Krishna. So I want to please the devotees. And nothing is for me, everything is for Krishna. And I want to execute my guru's order in this mood. That is being a servant of servant. Like, what is guru's orders? Show compassion to other living entities. That's what Prabhupada is doing. Hear and preach. Show compassion to other living entities. And be in the humble mood, serve the other Vaishnavas. Don't be like proud that I can preach. No. I'm just an instrument of compassion. Instrument of compassion that I can be an instrument. Like this devotee is preaching, I can be just an instrument. And Prabhupada wrote this commentary on Bhagavatam, commentary on Bhagavad Gita. I'm just assisting Prabhupada. These are not my words. I don't have any words to speak. These are words which I am just repeating, which Prabhupada has given. So that is in the mood of servant. I don't have anything. I don't know anything. Whatever the guru said, I am just repeating his words. Whatever I heard from devotees, I am repeating his words. And I don't do it for myself. I do it for the pleasure of others. So in essence, like, we don't, it is not for our sense gratification, but for the pleasure of others. If you do that, that means you are in the mood of servant of servant. Even though I may have differences between him, like I don't like how he acts or how he works, I don't like how he serves, I am different from him. Yeah, the difference is there. That is one's own swabhava. But one will keep them aside and try to serve just to follow the order of Guru. Like, I want to follow the order of Guru, and Guru said, like, you have to be together, or you have to cooperate with each other. So I will cooperate with him for the pleasure of Guru. That is servant of servant. If you just do like, okay, I will cooperate with this devotee, and this devotee. That is like you're only feeding our own mind. Like, because I like these devotees, and they will, or they do as same as me, I cooperate with them. And this devotee, I don't cooperate. This devotee, I don't cooperate. So that means that you're just doing sense gratification. If you are servant of servant, we'll cooperate with everyone because that pleases Krishna and Guru. By answer your question. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.